to another episode of The Underground Queens, hosted by Kiara and Kiana. Join us weekly as we grind it out together from the bottom, eradicating our perspectives, learning something new, laughing at our pain, affirming each other, because Kiana, you know, that's the most important part, and proudly standing the fact that we don't know what the hell we're doing, but I bet we'll figure it out.
Hey, man, I made all my appointments and stuff, had to get my girl stuff, appointments taken care of. So, but I had the rest of the afternoon to take off. So that was part one. But my official Queen's Day off is going to be this weekend because my daughter's going to be gone for the weekend. So I actually get to fully enjoy my Queen's Day off. What about you?
I can say I had a Queen's weekend off, kind of.
It was her birthday. Shout out to her. Y'all tell my girl happy birthday. Well, happy belated.
Yes. So I kind of enjoyed my Queen's day off this weekend. So for Easter weekend, I went out of town and kind of like a little staycation.
Staycation, vacation.
Yeah, all in one, you know, all inclusive.
She was glowing, you guys. Glowing.
It's my skincare routine. Shout out to Coco Wells skincare line.
Okay, self-care moment. Love it.
I'm trying this new face and skincare routine. So that's probably why I was glowing. But you know, just internally too.
You look damn good, girl.
Thank you, boo. Thank you. I do want to welcome everybody back to another episode of The Underground Queen. If you have been listening, welcome back, sis and bros. If you are new to the podcast, we are a podcast that we are Southern Belles at heart. So if you love your catfish cooked hard and hot with a little hot sauce on it, this podcast is for you. If this is going to be a hot girl summer for you, but your man is picking you up afterwards, this podcast is for you too.
We're going to call that a warm girl summer, okay?
Lukewarm girl Sunday.
Hot, you know, lukewarm summer.
Lukewarm summer. I like that. Yes, a lukewarm summer. Because you know your man, he'd be like, I'm ready.
You can't get all the way hot, okay?
But this is definitely a podcast for you where we get together bi-weekly every other Wednesday to just kind of eradicate our perspectives, learn a little something along the way, laugh at our pain, affirm each other, because Kiana, that's always the most important part, right? And just proudly stand in the fact that we all don't know what the hell we're doing, but bet we figured out, Kiana.
Period.
Every time. What are we talking about this week, sis?
This is a really good one. I feel like everyone can benefit from this episode. Something that's very important with your goals, things that you want out of life. In order to do that, you got to stay in your lane.
Stay in your mother lane.
You have to. You have to. So we're going to go ahead and dig a little bit deeper. So this is a good one. Like, this is so good, because I feel like staying in your lane is very important. And this is how I see it. So
break it down.
You say staying in your lane, right?
Right.
Think of it as you're driving. You're driving on the interstate, wherever you're going. And the goal of when you're driving, you have to stay in your lane. You have to. Because if you don't, if you merge on over into another lane and you're not looking or paying attention at what you got going on and how you're supposed to be driving, you're going to cause accidents. You're going to cause drama, collisions, not good stuff.
Right.
And you don't want that. And that can be prevented if you just keep your eyes straight ahead, focus on what you got going on, and stay in your lane. You won't have to worry about getting into other people's lane. That's just how I think of it as, you know.
Okay.
Staying in your lane.
So for staying in your lane, let's back it all the way back. We ain't even left the driveway yet, sis. We in the driveway, key ignition, car's on. How do you know what is your lane? Because you can't not veer unless you know what your lane is, right?
Well, you're right.
Your perspective
that's
on
true.
It.
That's true. So before you even bagging out the driveway, you got to have an idea of where you're going.
Okay.
How you going to get there? Mm-hmm. What way are you going to take?
Yes.
You know, how long is it going to take you to get there? So you don't want to just be driving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to have an intention when you're driving, you know, when an you're intention. Getting up before you get ready to go. So definitely you need to have it made up in your mind exactly what you want. Or AKA wherever you're going, this is how we're kind of putting it together here, staying in your lane. You just got to know what you want. At the end of the day, that's what's most important. Whatever you're thinking about, whenever you wake up, that's what you need to do. That's how you know what your lane is. How do you see it?
I see it. I totally agree because I feel like we're all searching for what is our lane. What is something that I do? What is something that I'm good at? Or, you know, but I feel like you have to get on the road to see what your lane is. Because you may think your lane is the right lane, but the Lord's saying far left or exactly, whatever you believe exactly. in. You know, it may be like, this ain't, you know, you like this, but your lane is far left. Like you're in the fast lane. Your exactly. life is meant for the fast lane. Why are you in the pedestrian slow lane? Why are you in the 50 and above club lane over here going slow? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's good because, yeah, everybody has different. People may have to take different speed limits. Like you said, you may be starting off driving in the fast lane, but sweetie, you might need to move on into the slow
lane. Put that signal on.
You moving too fast. You moving mm-hmm. too fast for your britches. Get in the slow lane. Okay. Now, some people in the slow lane, you know, and they don't have enough patience or whatever the case, or God may want you to speed it up a little bit, you know, to go ahead and get there because you're ready. You're right. scared. You're trying to slow it down, but you are ready. It's time to execute, speed it up, get in the fast lane. So, no, that was perfect.
And I think back to like, say, college, and we all start off college the same kind of path. We finished at different times. Some stay longer, some finish early. And sometimes when you get out of college, you're like, yes, I got this degree and I'm going to bust the doors down and get in the job. Some people get jobs instantly before they even graduate. They got a job, they secured, they're moving, they making, you know, twice, three times as much as, you know, they thought they were going to make, and they, you know, progress in their lane. And then some people come out and it's like they got to start at entry level jobs, they got to work their way up, they got to possibly move back with their mama or daddy, mm-hmm. or they probably have to get a roommate or something like that. And some people never seem to lunch off that I got a degree pad and kind of like have to like double like bag back, like put it in reverse, you know what I'm saying? And right. I feel like it's easy to get caught up in that. Well, dang, we went to school together and they're making six figures and they got this right. new Mercedes Benz and they're traveling the world. And we start off the same. And I feel like it's so easy to get caught in that. Why do you feel that? Or do you feel that we get so succumbed to like comparing ourselves with other people?
It's hard because, like, especially with social media, you know, mm-hmm. you're following these people. This is what you're seeing constantly, like different people posting, you know, their wins that they got going on, their achievements. And sometimes it can kind of, make you feel a little bit down, like you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, that's not the case. So it's very important to be in tune with yourself and who you are and what you want. And like we said, stay in your lane. Like when you're looking over in others people's lane, you know, that can cause a problem for you. You know, don't look over in the lane unless you're supposed to be over there. You know, focus on your path and your destination. And you'll be fine. You know, it's okay. You know, you can clap for other people
right.
and the things that they have going on without beating yourself up or feeling down about it. You know, and I was watching something today and the guy was talking about, because like he makes a lot of money and he was at the top. And he was saying, this may not necessarily be true, but he was saying, you know, when things are going really, really good and, you know, you're at the top and, you know, you've reached your peak and you've had your moment, you know, you can kind of, you should kind of get prepared because things can kind of go bad. Like some people reach the top quicker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And can kind of like when you're at the top, it's nowhere else to go, but kind of a little bit down.
Right.
But when you kind of at the bottom a little bit, you know, you can steady grind your way at the top. So people reach their peaks at different points. Some people have their success early on in life and some people have it later on, like when they're older. Mm. So that's something to remember as well, too. That's how I have to look at it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the way that my life has been going, it's been at, like at a steady pace. Like I've been kind of climbing up the ladder
right.
little by little. And I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? It gives me something to look forward to, you know, on improving more. So it's all good.
I think that's so true to look at that. And maybe it's through affirmations or just kind of correcting yourself in that moment to not get caught up into that. For me, an example, we have a yearly trip we take with my line sisters. And they probably hear this and probably like, girl, we don't even think that way. But keep following me. So, you know, you have people from, like I said, from college, and they're pursuing to be doctors and nurses and anesthesiologists and, you know, physical therapists and everything like that. And you have this group that you kind of graduated with, different areas of everything. So when we first start traveling once a year, it's kind of like, not saying you're trying to keep up with them, but you like, okay, I got to look good this weekend. I got to have all my ducks in a row. I got to be able to hang with them and do this and do that and whatever like that, because they're going to be up here. They're going to be looking good. They're going to have their money straight. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be up here. And it got to the point where it was like I was spending more than I normally would spend to get like clothes and this is and that and everything. Until one day I kind of was like, look, you love your line sisters and they love you just the way you are. You don't have to put on extra. You don't have to do and go beyond the means of certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. This is your lane. This is why they love you. Your lane looks different from their lane, but you have to be comfortable in your lane because you're going to get out there balling and, you know, that app remind you quick. You ain't got no money or you shouldn't be spending this because you got to go back home to your bills and, you know, right. everything else. And I feel like that was such an eye opener because for one, they don't even think like that. It's just me that I was in my head, but I had to keep reminding myself along the way. It's like, I got everything I need. I paid just like I paid for everything else on this trip. This is my lane. And I felt so comfortable. And I had kind of ran into another line sister and she's like, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to, you know, the same thing was going through her head. And I'm like, wow. Like we both feel like we have to like meet their expectations, but be up there with them. It's like, no, sis, we good where we at. Like, we ain't got to do all the extra stuff. They love us just because, like, say, makeup-wise, some of my sisters do good makeup. I was thinking I had to be able to do my makeup because they do their makeup. You know what I did? I went there and said, hey, sis, can you do my eyebrows like that? You did real good. Can you go ahead and, you know? And they was like, sure. You know, they got that nice expensive stuff, fancy beauty and everything. Right. And I was looking like, okay, girl. But you know what I'm saying? That's my lane. That's they love doing it. And I feel, you know, I may be rambling a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? That's just how I realized this is your lane.
That's a good way to identify it. Like you mentioned being within your means. That's important too when staying in your lane. You have to live within your means. Just because you see Sally driving the 2021 BMW fully loaded with the top drop, you know, or got this really huge house or this and that. And, you know, it looks good. You know what I'm saying? That may be what she wants, but is that what you want?
Right. So
here's another way that you can kind of stay in your lane and live within your means. Just think of yourself like if there was no one else in the world but you, What is it that makes you happy? What would you want if it wasn't no people around or nobody to kind of like judge you or say this and that? Like, what would you get? What kind of house would you get? What kind of car would you get? What would your goals be if no one else in the world?
How would you raise your kids?
Had anything to say about it? If no one else was to pick or, you know, say anything about what you got going on, what is it that would make you happy? That's how you have to think about it.
That's a good one.
You know, so some people, they don't want to have a luxury car. They may be happy driving a 1990, whatever kind of car, you know, that's what makes them happy. But sometimes we get so caught up because people are so judgmental. Oh, why are you driving that hoopty or this and that? If that hoopty makes you happy, hey, drive it. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel bad about anybody trying to knock you.
And that's a good point, because people put their money where they want to put their money. Some people money ain't even in their cars. Some people money is not even in their clothes. Some people money is in their houses or the experiences and the trips that they take. So don't ever feel bad because, you know, you want to travel. You love to travel. You spend your extra money on traveling. Okay, you may not have a nice car. What you need a nice car for? You know, if you traveling a lot anyways, you know what I'm saying? So you trying to get caught up in that peer pressure of, oh, I need a nice car. But it's like, what do you really want? Do you really even care about a nice car? You want a decent car that looks good and it gets you from point A to point B. But it may be trips that you want to take. Or, and I thought about too, like you say, like even how you raise your kids. If nobody else was raising their kids near you or whatever like that, how would you be raising your children? Because I feel like sometimes we get caught in the influence of being in other lanes with motherhood. Like we talked about that the other day, kids got spirit week. Everybody want to go above and beyond for spirit week, you know, but are you that mama? Are you that above and that beyond mama? Are you just doing it because you don't want to feel the guilt or the shame or the stares? Like, ooh, she didn't even try, you know?
You know how I be. That's how
and sometimes that be us, because we be like, you know, we 10 out of 10 on spirit week. So then we start kind of looking down and like, they could have tried a little bit better with that churn.
Hey, F them. What they got to say. Yeah. F what they got to say.
It's not a competition. Like, I think that's important to know. It's not a competition. Your life and other people's life is not a competition.
It's not. It's not. It's way too many people to try to compete with for life to be a competition. We got like billions of people in the world. Don't try to compare yourself or compete with somebody else. It's too many people, because you're going to be forever competing, because they're going to get this and you're going to be like, oh, I got to get this. They got that. They're going to do the next thing. It's never ending. Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
From it's going to always be somebody.
That's exhausting. Got
it. Exactly. Do you think Beyonce is constantly comparing herself to like, oh, I got to get a new island. They bought an island. Let me go buy another island. Like, no, I'm pretty sure she's comfortable. She excels in her zone of genius. Like, she knows what her lane is. And I thought, I was talking to somebody about that too. Sometimes you have to try something. And I use Rihanna as an example. Rihanna was doing music and dancing with music. She was like, let me think about makeup. Makeup, she tried it, she skyrocketed. She was like, okay, makeup does well. Let's hop on over to skincare. Skincare, like a rocket. The other day I seen something talking about Rihanna. They thinking about Fenty hair. I said, oh, the girl done found her lane.
She has.
She is.
Look, and people love her so much. Like, she's amazing at music, but she's kind of like tapping into this more. Like, this is where, you know, I'm sorry, it's been some years since, you know, I done gave y'all an album, but this is not where it's at right now. This is what I want to do. And people support her regardless. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they love who she is.
I think that's important with finding your, like you said, establishing that lane. Like, what do you like? What do you enjoy? What are you currently working towards? What have you tried? You know, like say with her, yes, she's successful in music, but she's hella successful in makeup. Right. So clearly that's something that's working. Right. Music was working excellent for her. And that's not taking away her artistry. But as far as like makeup, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with this podcast, we try certain things we want to talk about. And we know what's working and what's not working. So we could go and be like, oh, you know, I'm going to just keep doing what I do. Like, no, you have to try, get in that lane, try this lane out. Okay, they're going too fast in this lane. Let me get on over to this lane. Okay, they're going too slow in this lane. Sometimes you got to hop lanes.
You're right. That's it, sis. That's it. That is it. Yeah, you have to lane hop sometimes to find out which one works for you. That's it. And when you find your lane and stay in your lane, I feel like you're more successful. You're not worrying about what other people got going on this lane, because you know this is what works for you. So I'm gonna ride this lane out, you know, until I get where I need to go. And boom, that's it. That's when your success is gonna start rolling in. You ain't gonna be worried about what the next person got going on, because you done found what works for you, and you riding this lane out till you get to your destination or your goal, and boom, period. You winning.
I love it. So do you agree that lanes change? Like, for instance, somebody who may be starting off, like, okay, they're starting off trying something,
right?
See it progressing and whatever like that. Do you feel that they do that? Sometimes lanes change to where, like, maybe I should try this, or would you recommend them staying in that lane? Do lanes change, and when is a good time for you to put that signal light on and switch lanes? I love this car analogy. It just seems to be
cool. I do too. It's amazing. But yes, lanes can change, and it's up to you to know when it's time to change lanes.
Okay.
But if a lane is working for you as far as with whatever goal that you have going on, you need to continue into that lane, maybe until you get closer to the destination or whatever goal that you have. But like you said, you can change. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff happens, you know, accidents happen out on the roads, and you have to take detours, or you have to hop in other lanes. So sometimes, you know, stuff ahead does happen to where you have to change lanes. Like, you have to, for your own safety, for your own good, for whatever purpose that you have. So definitely, definitely, definitely. For whatever works for you.
And I remember you were telling me about one time when we first started talking about this possibly being a topic, you were telling me that sometimes with lane changes, you know, just like highways, you know, sometimes it's pulling off the highway. Sometimes you may be in a lane and you need to veer off and take a moment, get yourself together, stretch your legs, you know, get something to eat, so you can get right back on into your lane. And sometimes you have passengers. Sometimes people rolling with you. Everybody on a trip. We ready to go. They like, all right, you going a little too far. Let me go ahead and get off on over here. You know, sometimes you got to put people off. Sometimes you got to pick people up.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Sometimes everybody ain't meant to ride with you on your destination where you going. They ain't meant. Let's get put. Like you said, let's get off on this exit now.
And I think that's a testament too, because sometimes people are meant to start the ride with you.
Right.
But put in layman's terms, you know, you coming from Mississippi heading to Atlanta. Some people meant to be dropped off in Mobile. Some people meant to be dropped off in Birmingham.
Why you had to say Mobile?
Because that seems like a good, because you know Mobile, you know you get on 60, is that 65? I was 65 going north.
They can drop off in Montgomery,
you know.
Oh snap.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm from Mobile.
My uptown. Shut up, my uptown. But you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's important to identify that and be able to release them people, you know. And it may be hard in that moment because, you know, sometimes you thought they were going to be at the destination with you. But it wasn't meant for that. And sometimes you meet new people along the way and they help you get to that. Like, hey, I know a shortcut, or I know this new highway, or watch out for that road hazard. Or, you know, once you get Georgia, that, what's that, Coweta County with them police is being?
Yeah, Coweta, yeah.
I done had a ticket coming through Coweta. like, don't speed through Coweta County.
They don't play. Okay.
So I think that's important. For Kiana, has your lane changed?
Yeah. It's definitely changed. You know, I feel like I started off in the slow lane because I was scared about some things and nervous about how things were going to turn out. So I started off really, really slow, pretty much almost kind of holding myself back. Mm. But everything started coming into play about certain stuff, and I had to get on over. I ain't gonna say in the fast lane, but in the middle lane. Mm. I feel like I'm in the middle lane right now. Things have picked up. It's at a steady pace, and I'm
shout cruising. Out to that middle lane.
I'm cruising in the middle lane, y'all. Cruising.
You know, we dip okay. right to the fast. We dip right to the left, but we get back to that middle. That's the steady traffic.
You can't ride the fast lane now. That's how you get a ticket, y'all. You can't ride the fast lane now.
To add to that, I feel like I started off in one lane thinking my destination is one thing. Had to get off at a pit stop. Had to sit there for a minute. You know, rehydrate, restretch, all that. So I feel like this last year was a let's switch from surviving to thriving.
Right.
So let's change the route. We've been surviving. Let us thrive. And I feel like with that new route in mind, knowing that I'm going to reach thriving rather than just surviving, it showed me how to move from waiting, getting back on the highway in a slow lane and riding it and like, okay, Kiera, you can put your signal on. You merge on to the middle lane. So I feel like I'm definitely in a thriving lane. And it's a mental adjustment because we used to just surviving.
Right.
Whether it's in life, in careers, in love, in motherhood. Ooh, let's not even talk about motherhood. I had a conversation with somebody the other day and it's like, you reach a point in your motherhood where, okay, it's like, oh my God, I'm a mother kind of thing. And you see ways that you were raised from your parents and your mom. And you like, I have opportunity to create a human being and mold them in ways that I missed out on or didn't have the opportunity to present that to my child. Like that one-on-one time or maybe activities we wish we could participate in as growing up, but we, you know, didn't have a time or space or capacity to. And now it's like, oh, I can give my child that. And I think right. that's thriving. That's a different lane. So it may look different from other mothers because they've had that. So for instance, if somebody mom had them in pageants their whole life, that's something different from a person who ain't never been in extracurricular activities. So when they child come along, they child are used to, you know, they know the routine of pageants because they're used to being in pageants themselves. So they already know how to maneuver their child through the pageant, I guess, season or whatever they call them. But for somebody like me, I've never had that experience. So it's new to me. Like it's new to my child. So I can't be expected to operate at her level of expertise with pageants because that's her lane.
Right.
That's not my lane. So sometimes your lane looks different. And even though y'all in the same building, same pageant, but your lane looks different and you're learning. And, you know, some people harp down on you, be like, why is she doing that? Why? And you gotta think, like, she's new to this, just like her daughter's new to this.
Exactly.
So I feel
exactly.
like as moms, let's be gentle with other moms. Hey, this is my first job as a mom.
Right. Yeah, you have some first-time moms out there. Like, this is their first rodeo. And then you have some moms who have been through it, have a large amount of kids. So they already know, you know, what to do, what to expect. You know, they've been in the game a little bit longer as far as with motherhoods. So definitely be kind, be gentle. Don't judge, you know, because it's hard. I'm telling you, like my, I have one daughter and with me being a first time mom, like sometimes I was getting so much advice from different, you know, different moms, like the people that, you know, and it's cool and everything. But, you know, I had my way of how, I, you know, want to do things and I was getting all these different you know, ideas, which I did take into consideration.
Right.
I did. But like we're saying, you have your own lane and you may want to do things differently than how your mom did them or your great grandmother or whoever your loved ones in your circle are. You may want to do a little bit differently. So definitely, you know what you want and do what you want in your lane. And most importantly, like we said before, like if you need to make a stop, pull over at a rest area, take a break.
Don't feel bad for that.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Take however much time that you need, whatever break that you need before you get back on the road. You want to be well rested before you get back on the road and get to driving because you want to be focused. So
the road never closes. So please rest up.
It does it because you don't want to crash, okay, or burn out. If you need tips as far as with how to identify burnout, please refer to our last episode. We went into that. That plays a factor into staying in your lane. Because if you're tired or sleepy, you start merging over and it's a mess. Okay.
Right.
So rest when you need to before you start back heading to your destination. You want to make it there safe. Okay. Make it safe.
Do you feel that with staying in your lane, is it healthy to compare yourself to others? Because I feel like sometimes we have, like, say, for instance, Instagram, we follow so many different people for so many different reasons. And I feel like sometimes you can see people and it's like healthy motivation, if that makes sense.
Right.
And some are like not as healthy of a motivation, but they still make you want to, like, oh, I want to do that or I want to have that. Do you feel, is there some truth to that, I guess, is the question?
There is. There's definitely some truth to that because I, now the new people that I follow on my social media, I'm kind of glad. I have a lot of people who are motivational, like in a good way, to where I look forward to seeing what they got going on or, you know, their content that they're creating because it's positive. And even if you need to do a social media cleanse of people who aren't benefiting you or motivating you, you may need to delete some people because you don't want to be looking on your social media feed kind of, you know, waking up to negativity, nothing that's not motivating you. So right now, like I pretty much everyone that I follow on my social media is positive in some way. They got something going on to where I'm not trying to like do what they're doing, but they're motivating me to kind of do what I want to do based off their content. So if you have to cleanse your social media, do that.
That's a really good tip. I think that's so true because we get so caught up with, oh girl, she unfollowed me, she must be, you know, what's bothering her? And it's like, no, you just negative. And I don't want your energy around me in the mornings. But people are taking it so personal because you unfollow somebody. And I was like, no, you crack bad jokes. I don't want to see stuff on my timeline. You're not funny.
And I would always wonder, like, I would see people make Facebook posts like going on a cleanse. If you don't see me, you don't see me on your page, you got deleted. You don't serve. I was like, why do people do this? But I understand now because it's healthy. Like I would see so many people like, I need to clear up room for new followers and this and that. That is why. That is why. Don't nobody want to have anybody that's negative or not motivating them or having any kind of healthy presence on their feed. So if you have to do that, do it.
Girl, I believe in that 100%. And I feel like you should do that pretty often. Whether you're going through a breakup and you follow his cousins and or you got that one friend of his that you follow. You don't follow him, but you follow his friend. So you kind of can peep in. You know, he's going to post him on his story. That's his buddy. So you unfollow them. Get that energy out your life. Why are you following his best friend? Get it. Unfollow his cousins, his family. And it's not that you feel bad or they did something wrong.
At all times.
Like, just cut it loose and clear that space, clear that mental space. Cause you know, you're moving on, you're staying in your lane, you're moving on, you need to get out, get that. And even with people, it's just even common people, they just have something negative to say all the time, or they want to talk about people and, you know, who's better, I'm better than this, or this is and that. You know, sometimes it's entertaining, and you do go on Facebook because you see, you know, Sharita, the baddest bee. Griffin is a hoe, and you go look up, okay, who is Sharita? Let me go see who Sharita is. You know, sometimes it's cute to keep up with the miss and the word on the street, but sometimes it's like when you're trying to progress and you're trying to stay in your lane, you need to clear that lane. You need to clear it out, clear your, you know, clear that space out. But I think sometimes some things can be too motivational. And the reason why I said it is because, you know, we've been in this creative space for a little minute. I won't say a little minute, a little brief minute. So now it's more of like, okay, creatives. We are creatives. We're in this space of creating. So you see content and you see people doing this and join my class. You can get 1,000 followers and paid sponsorships and join this class. And you need to be posting 3 times a day. No, you need to be posting 10 times a day. You need to be posting in the morning. No, you need to be posting in the afternoon. You're not working hard enough, or you're not waking up at 3 a.m. and posting. And it's like, you think like, oh, I need to be doing this. Oh, I need to be doing that. Or like, say if you're a nurse and it's like, you need these types of scrubs, or you need this type, or you ain't doing this if you ain't got this account, or you ain't did this, if you ain't did this for your patients. And it's like, it's too much positive motivation to the point where you feel inadequate at your starting point, at where you're at, because you're always looking to progress. Yes, we want to progress. Yes, we want to grow. Yes, we want to be able to reach that goal or that destination. Well, you can't if you're constantly looking in your rearview mirror, or you're looking in the traffic ahead trying to get over to the fast lane because you cruise. And I have to remind myself that, I'm sorry, I feel like I've been ranting, but I have to be like, yeah, this is your lane. Enjoy your lane. Stay in your lane. You can view what they got going on. Okay, I like that car passing by in the fast lane. That's nice. But this is my lane. You can even look in the slow lane and be like, oh, I like that they're going at a nice pace and, you know, this and that, or they kicking it, or they spending money doing this, but this is my lane.
Right. No, exactly. Because another thing, you may have some people that are going to try to like rush you or force you to do things, just like when you be in traffic. Ooh, I hate when I be in traffic, like it's stop and go and somebody riding on your tail trying to get you to go faster. No, sir.
We are traffic.
Okay. We're in traffic. I can't go anywhere. I'm not finna go anywhere. You're not finna rush me. So if you want to go around, go around. Don't try to rush me. Don't let nobody rush you into doing nothing. People will try it. They will try
it. It's like being at a light and the light just turned green. It's my bloody
heart. No, ma'am. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. Don't do it. People be in such a hurry. They be in such a hurry. Okay. People, if you was to plan accordingly, you wouldn't have to be in a hurry. Okay.
And I'm one of those people, not in traffic, but in life, I am in a hurry. I'm always looking above. What can I be doing? I should be doing more. Like I told you, my therapist say all the time, Kier, you don't have to be doing something all the time.
You don't.
You don't have to be looking what's the next big thing or what's the next thing you need to do. Sometimes you need to just sit and enjoy where you're at. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy who's in your car for right now. Enjoy the sights that you see. Enjoy the learning process, because once you get in that fast lane, it ain't going to be that many, you know, times where you better remember when I was in the cruise, we was cruising. Remember that, Kiana? We was cruising.
No.
Top down. Let that top down.
Enjoy it. Stand firm when you need to. Hold your ground. Don't let nobody deter you from getting wherever it is that you want to go. Stand for what you believe in and wherever you want to go. And you're going to go far. Here is some positive motivation, a daily affirmation. I love this quote. It says, this is from a filmmaker, Ava DuVernay. So it says, when you're in your lane, there's no traffic. Your lane allows you to travel at your own speed. Mm. there's no need to compare your pace or race against someone else.
Mm.
We rob ourselves when we abandon our journey to follow a path that is not designated for us. So this pretty much sums up everything that we're saying, guys.
Ooh, I love that.
This was an amazing
quote. I put that on a tattoo. It's too long for a tattoo, though.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's almost a paragraph there. But it sums up everything that we're talking about staying in your lane. When you're in your lane, there is no traffic. There's no traffic. You don't have to worry about anybody else but yourself. And you go at your own speed. You may want to start off slow and then speed it up, or start off fast, slow it down. However life takes you. That's the thing about life. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict these things. You just have to take it as it comes and adjust whenever needed. So if you have to adjust your speed throughout your journey and your route, do that. If you have to take a break, take a rest, do that, and then pick back up whenever you're ready. As long as you're going to your destination and the path that is meant for you, aka your purpose, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Don't worry about what nobody else got going on. Worry about you and what makes you happy. Stay in your lane, ladies and gentlemen.
So if a quick last little tidbit, if you were someone who were struggling, or you were currently struggling with staying in your lane or identifying your lane, what would be something, some advice that you would give to yourself about staying in your lane?
If you're struggling to stay in your lane, it's because you're maybe lost and you don't know what it is that you want to do. So you've got to try some things, you know, like you mentioned before, lane hop a little bit to see what path works for you. Definitely got to try stuff, because if you don't know too much or do too much, you're not going to be able to get there. So you definitely have to try some things.
Okay.
And once you figure out what works for you, you're going to figure it out. It's going to click. You're going to be like, hey, you know, I really enjoy doing this. Like, I tried this and I want to do it again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just keep trying things until you figure out what it is that works for you. You got to do different things, go different places, do different experiences to get to your purpose.
Right.
Okay? So once you figure it out, you'll be like, okay, this is the lane that I need to be in, and you're going to be in route. You're going to be in route.
I think that's a great idea. You said just trying different things. And it may be as simple as different habits, different behaviors. You may want to be like, hey, I like patio furniture. That's just popped up in my head. And people around you are like, why you like patio furniture? Like, what's the big deal? You know, like, they like never heard of that. And sometimes it may be something that you like and you're passionate about, but no one around you can see it. But you like, I don't know why, but I like to buy patio furniture. I like to decorate patio furniture or design it, you know. And it's like, there may be a new hobby that you pick up, or there may be a new thing that you try. And it's like, that may be your lane. Because it's so many different things you could do these days. I seen a book the other day, and it was like a book on coffee lids, plastic coffee lids, a book about different coffee lids that were about, the book was about $15, $20. So when I say you could do anything out here, you could do anything out here. And that just reminds, like, you know, some people are so tied to, I feel like we go for the quickest thing we know we can get money off of, or the quickest thing that we know we can get instant gratification off of. And it's like, what if you just dig deep and just overcome what you think people will say about you and just try it?
Right. Like, you never know until you try. You never, never, never know. And I never thought that I would hear anything about a book about coffee lids.
Girl, so, I'm going to send you the picture if I still got it in my phone. But it's like, what?
That comes to show you that you can do anything, anything. Don't ever think an idea is stupid. If it's something that you want to do and you think about this constantly, go ahead and start doing little things like execution. It's the little steps that matter. Like, I shared a post today. I thought it was very, very motivational. And it was saying, hold on, let me go to it. So it says, this is like, this comes to show you the importance of baby steps and doing things little by little for improvement. It says reading 20 pages per day is 30 books a year. If you save $10 a day, that's $3,650 per year. If you run 1 mile each day, that's 365 miles per year. Becoming 1% better each day is 37% better each year. Small habits are underestimated. So there you go, guys. Take it step by step.
We be wanting to be 100% entrepreneur, 100% six figures, 100%, you know, that top person in a couple of months or in a couple of weeks. But you just said 1% a better perk. Like, that just blew my mind. Just 1%.
1%. 1%, and you're going to get the improvement, because the whole thing, I know a lot of people want success, like you mentioned, and a quick amount of time. For some people, it can happen. It can, but for some people, it may not. And the good thing about it not happening overnight is because you learn so much. You learn so much. You can learn what doesn't work. You learn from the failures, you know, to get to the success. And that's how you identify what doesn't work and what lane is not for you when you're doing that, taking those baby steps to figure it out. So some people be going fast, be going nowhere fast. So don't let nobody bring you down or make you feel like you're less of a person because you're going at a different speed. Everybody's different.
I love it. So we're going to take us a quick break and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we put your business out in the streets? People be nosy anyway. So if you're interested in promoting your business, brand, platform, or whatever it is that you want people to know about, hit us up. Or if you're interested in just sponsoring an episode or two of the Underground Queens podcast, feel free to email us at theundergroundqueenswithaz@gmail.com. Again, that's theundergroundqueenspodcast@gmail.com. Or DM us on Instagram at theundergroundqueens. Or you can even hit us up on Facebook at Underground Queens. We look forward to working with you and helping putting your business out in the streets.
All right, we are back. We are back. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and took something out of it. Remember, stay in your lane. No matter how fast, how slow, whatever pace you're going, stay in your lane. Most importantly, we do thank everyone from the bottom of our hearts for all the support, the love that has been shown.
Like, we love you for real.
Appreciate it. We do. We love y'all for real. In real life, we like for real. Love each and every one of you. If you aren't already, if you're just tapping in, we do ask that you subscribe if you like what you hear. Please. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on social media, The Underground Queens. And until next time.
Remember, you're 100% that queen and you're 100% that king. Leave us a rating. Tell us how we benefited you in life. You know, sponsor our kids for college. I'm just kidding. Bye, y'all. I'm tired.